times, almost four times a week, they're going back and forth, messing with the clean air that is somewhat clean. And then you're inhaling this stuff. And I remember those times when the smog was really bad. Mm-hmm. And there is a smell. We didn't talk about the smell that you smell in the air. Okay. And you're breathing that stuff in, and it's getting to your lungs. I mean, it's just a whole gamut of things. I mean, we need to just put it on. Anyway,
well, let me tell you some things that I do know that can help. You guys heard of solar energy?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. That doesn't cost you anything. I mean, that doesn't emit. Well, hold it. Hear me out.
make the panels.
Hold on. You got to make the panels. However, now let's back up 1 second. Back up 1 second. Okay. No. Solar energy, and I know this for a fact. Those solar panels are powered by the sun. Okay. Now you can also heat your home with it. And there's also something that I know this because I used to sell it. I was in that field. There's also electric solar called photovoltaic. Look it up. Okay. Where you can create electrical energy from the sun. All right. So if we start using more things like that and say, for instance, that I would regulate that. Okay. Any new construction right now, you have to have solar panels built in. When you buy in that house or you build in that building or build in that factory, use solar. Okay. That is one way. And that's a proven way, and that is clean energy, folks. All right, that is clean energy.
Completely.
Mike, you talk about producing. Now, hold on. If my factory is powered by solar energy, then that's going to negate any discussion against that. Okay, because I'm not using fossil fuels in order to produce the product that's going to reduce the emissions.
Let Danny in there for a sec.
Okay.
I know where he's going.
I just wanted to tune in right there. You are absolutely right, William. The problem is the storage capacity. So the solar produces a certain amount of energy that has to be stored in a place that it can be reused when the sun goes down.
That's right.
Now, I worked for the electric industry for many years. And we had a big seminar, and I got a chance to ask this question. Why isn't Edison and the Lloyd Electric companies partnering with the solar people? Why are they?
That's a good point.
So separated. Because the only way you gotta have the lithium batteries are made out of this mineral that's found in certain places. Mm-hmm. So you gotta have all of these things to put this stuff together. And the Edison electric industry is not partnering with the solar industry. It's almost like they in competition of each other.
They are.
It should be, you know, because we have solar planes that are flying right now. Mm-hmm. Completely off of solar energy, but it has all to do with the storage capacity of what's produced during peak time, during sun times, you know, because as the sun moves, these particular solar panels have to adjust and follow the sun, you know, so that way they get the peak amount of solar energy put into these battery storage places. But they're having a problem with that because they haven't figured that completely out. Mm-hmm. But they should have come up with Formula One cars that run off electricity that go 200, 260 miles an hour. So it's what do we really want to do? Mm-hmm. How do we want to really approach it? Who is the one that can bring all of these different countries together? I don't foresee that person right now.
Uh-oh. I don't disagree with that either. Yeah, but you're right though, Danny. And like I said, I was, we're going back a few decades when I was in that industry, and I found it fascinating. As a matter of fact, I had, not personally installed it, but I used to sell the product, and I used to have my engineers to install the products in certain homes, and the people, they were saving tons and tons of money. And then, like I said, And this was mostly for hot water, heat, and things of that nature. But then when they came up with photovoltaic, I said, wow, I think this is a solution to it. Photovoltaic. Yeah. But then Danny, Mike, what Danny said was so interesting because why, and I think we already know the answer to that. And going back to what I opened this discussion up, and greed has a major, major part in this, why the electrical companies aren't partnering with the solar companies.
Right.
And like you said, they're almost like in competition with one another. Mike, it comes down to that dollar bill, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly. But usually competition is a good thing because it brings prices down. I do have something to say on the solar panels themselves. The electrical energy they produce after the solar panels are put into place is great, but to create those panels takes a great deal of mining.
Right.
So you're mining that, and to produce the panel itself also creates pollutants. So to say that solar panels are nothing but good is erroneous, because to create those panels, you're mining, you're digging up huge holes everywhere. So you have to create those panels, and those panels have a lifespan. They are usually good for like 25 years and degrade significantly after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they're not recyclable. So that's not recyclable. The batteries that are in Teslas and electric vehicles, they don't have a way to recycle those yet. The creation of those batteries is extremely toxic and damaging to the earth, because if you look up what it takes mining wise between all the different, the lithium and the copper and the iron and everything else, do you know those batteries weigh like 1,000 pounds? Wow. And to create that 1,000-pound battery, you have to mine probably 50,000 pounds from the earth.
That's right.
Each battery that's an electric car.
Well,
now, on top of that, that is a storage battery. Okay, it doesn't make electricity. It's a storage battery. So the electricity, now, let's say we're using a amount of electricity here in the United States. Now, let's just look at the United States for a second. So A represents the amount of electricity we're currently using. If we had that magic wand and we could get everybody into an electric car right away, one, again, we talked about it already, the infrastructure can't support
handle it.
But the electricity still has to be made. And how do we make electricity? Once again, coal, natural gas, or nuclear. All of those three things have waste. So when you're walking around all proud with your nose in the air saying, look what I'm doing for the environment, I'm driving a clean electric vehicle. How'd you get the electricity? Not so clean.
Well, let me ask you a question. Are we supposed to leave things as is, or do we need to find ways to clean it up a little bit? Because I'm saying with technology now, man can do things to produce these things more efficiently and cleaner. And what I am saying to you, yep. So I have to not take issue, but I'm still on the side of, yeah, green energy to me is a better alternative than what we are doing right now. We need to plant more trees. We need to do that. And we also need to find safer alternatives. And I do believe that solar energy is a better way. Yeah, you right? Okay, I've got to produce the panels. Okay, well, find a cleaner way to produce the panels. Okay, well, find a cleaner way to do it. Now, if my factory was powered by solar, then I could produce a cleaner product, I believe. I mean, and then my factory is not producing the emissions to the level that they are doing right now. But I just do think, I'm still going back to my original statement in the beginning of this broadcast, is that greed is the reason why, the main reason why we aren't being more productive as far as solving this problem. It's like instant gratification for some of these people. And Dr. Sim said something earlier. These people, they realize that they are hurting some other people, but they're only hurting their own people, including their children. Okay? So the greed is a horrible thing. And you think about, what does greed do, Dr. Demery? Okay? Now, I do think that greed is a part of the reason why we have so many issues out here in this world. Division, racism, poverty, yeah. I mean, if I got $1 billion, why am I an employer? I got, and I'm getting $30 to $40, $50, $100 million a year. And I don't want to pay my employees a minimum wage. I know that's a whole different subject for a whole different time, but greed is the problem with most of the atrocities and ill in society. Dr. Demery, I'd like to have your take.
Well, I think two quick things. there is a paradox involved in that, what Mike is saying, because I have solar on my roof.
Okay.
I'm not cool, and everybody was whining like a mule about the energy costs. I was getting a check from Edison because they had to pay me because I was putting energy back into the grid.
Right.
Because of solar on the roof. And I'm nice and cool now, the air conditioning blowing cool. I got my nice cup of iced tea with ice in it. It was made with my solar, and I'm enjoying life. I'm going to get my feet up. My feet are nice and cool, and I'm in good shape. But the point being is, I think we have to consider, because part of what William was saying is, I think, so true from a spiritual side. Now, I don't mean to go spiritual with you, but that's part of what I do. That's how I was trained. When Adam was given dominion over the garden, he made a shame and a mockery. They try to blame Eve for it, but it wasn't her fault. He was the one that was in charge. It wasn't Eve's fault, you know.
Right.
And so the point being is that we have been given dominion over this earth, and we have made a shame and a mockery, and yes. God is not pleased.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, he is not pleased. He's not happy, and we have made... You know, we've fallen into the three things that God does not like. What is that? The first one, God does not like liars.
Amen.
God does not like anyone who will not tell the truth. Second one, God does not like anyone who talks bad or ill about anybody else. Gossipers, people who create havoc, who will deliberately deceive people. And the last one, which you guys already know, God is not pleased with people who do not praise and worship God in whatever way that you can. So we have made a shame and a mockery, you know, over what God has given us charge over. And we're going to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. As I have said before, and you guys have heard the term, the chickens have come to roost.
Mm-hmm.
And we're writing checks where there ain't no money in the bank account. And we're going to be held accountable for it because those checks are going to start bouncing.
Yep. You
know? Mm-hmm. And so I think the issue is that we have to find some balance, because part of what Mike is saying is true. I mean, there's going to be toxic waste, and no matter what we do, at least right now until the technology gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I'm enjoying my solar panels. I enjoy getting a check from the Edison mm-hmm. company. From the power company every month, they send me a check, and I'm happy.
Exactly.
I don't have to pay anything. My neighbor across the street was whining like a mule because he had to pay such a high electric bill. And he said, "Demi, what was your electric bill?" I said, "I didn't have no electric bill, brother. I got a check. You know? I didn't have no electric bill. I got a check."
Uh-huh. Right.
So I think we have to find a balance.
Right.
Because part of what Mike is saying is so true that you know, when you create one reaction, there's always a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And so right. there has to be a balance. You know, I'm a big believer in homeostasis and that whole process. So we've got to find a balance between viable energy that's clean and mm-hmm. healthy, but yet does not cause, you know, this great toxic waste. And you're right, William. I mean, I think right now, until we come up with a cleaner process, I mean, well, obviously, I'm a living witness to it. Solar and wind mm-hmm. and wind and hydropower are the cleanest ways to do it right now.
Absolutely. And then once you have it, you don't have to keep buying it every year. Okay. So, and Mike, go along with your point. Yeah. Okay. And the way technology is right now, the way manufacturing is right now, it will take something to produce this product. But once you have it, you don't have to keep doing it. And that does, right. And so like, because we are emitting these things every day, but once I have that panel on my roof, or once I have that, photovoltaic system, which may be, also be on my roof, then I don't have to worry about it anymore. Okay.
It's just so, like with the electric cars, that on the front end, there is some, pollution, but it's compared to what we're doing now, it's much, much better for the environment overall in the long term.
In the long term.
I will tell you this when it comes to solar panels. Be careful who you do business with. Reverend Demery is doing business apparently with somebody who did his stuff right.
Right.
He's getting a check. But there are a lot of companies out here. I think one in New Mexico was sued recently because you only need so many panels to generate electricity for your home. Mm-hmm. Or business or whatever. There are some companies that are putting too many panels on, and then these people have been, and this isn't what happened in New Mexico. This is something, that's happened more locally where they end up paying a higher bill because they're still generating use too much electricity for their solar panel usage. Another issue is they're telling people, oh, these will be put on for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought you meant by the price initially, William. So my apologies. It's not free, folks. So when you enter a contract with these people, first of all, make sure you're doing business with a reputable company. And one of the things you need to look for is they should be offering you a battery that goes along with your solar panel, because when you lose power, if you've got a battery unit, everybody else in the neighborhood may lose power, but you will continue to have electricity. It's like, you know, it takes the place of going to get a generator. We have some people, you know, that don't know my husband and I at all, obviously. And so they tried to convince us, you know, that we should just get a generator. Like, that defeats the purpose of me having solar panels if I have to then get a generator too and burn some fossil fuels. So no, we will not be dealing with you. And then in order to get a battery, they wanted to charge us an additional $25,000. No, that's not happening either. So I'm not an Elon Musk fan, but when you get a Tesla solar panel system, it comes with the battery. Mm. So you want to make sure you're dealing with a company that is going to, you know, give you a good deal so that you can be like Reverend Demery and end up adding to the electric grid electricity so that you end up getting a check.
And getting a check. I like that part. Okay, guys, we're going to switch. Now, unless someone else has some. Danny, you have something, you're leaning closer.
I just have one quick question. Are your panels already paid for, Reverend Demery?
My brother, they are paid for. Right. And I am a rarity. I'm a black man that owns his own home.
Praise the Lord.
And think about this, though. Not only are they paid for, he's still getting, he's collecting revenue every month.
Exactly.
So, that's the way to do it. That is absolutely the way to do it. And we're going to switch subjects real quick, ladies and gentlemen. And this has to do with a conversation that I got Ann upset yesterday. Just before her
again,
yeah.
What's trying to say, Mike?
You said it well. Thank you, Mike.
I did. You know, Dr. Sim.
Yes.
Oh, look at her shaking her head too. Oh, look at it. Okay.
Right. You. I had a question for you. I had my mic off.
Yeah, go on.
I probably should. But I had a question for you. You said something about what do we do when you were talking about the rich, you know, and they are basically caring about their pockets. And
that's right.
And that, I think, that's one of the biggest problems and then I think I did make the statement about the things that they're creating that really kind of go against us, but because of their greed, people with their money, their rationale of thinking, they're not clear, because I'm thinking, and what you can piggyback on this or disagree, but do you think that they, because of the greed of their money, I mean, we even look in the Old Testament and things like that, and down in history, money is the root, the love of it is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is. And they just don't care about how it affects the population around them, people in their houses, because they are blinded by their greed. Do you think that that is a problem today when it comes to, when it literally comes to the things that are in production right now? Because like I said, I brought up Bill Gates' name, right? Mm-hmm. Who's buying all this land, but there is a plan that he has. And there's some things that's in the works that really, to me, go against the natural things for the humanistic side. And I'm sure he had the right intent to develop some things, but I'm scared of Mr. Bill Gates because I don't think his mind is quite right. Because I think because he's doing it.
You're a little touch.
Hey, Warren, Reverend Ike said it was the lack of money that's the root of all evil.
Okay, no, that's what he said too. But look at the whole thing, and people are wondering, is he going to buy up the whole United States? And his purpose is, he's a computer buff, okay? Now he wants to get into the medical side of it. And
he's already in it.
I feel like, yeah, I know he is, but he's doing some things to basically, my theory, and I could have a misunderstanding, is that it's going to harm the human population more to me, because he's trying to create things, a laboratory and things like that. I really believe, and what I'm trying to say, do you believe that money taints people's logical thinking to the point where, okay, I see you, Ann, to the point where they have no sensitivity about what they're doing to the human population?
The short answer is yes. I believe my sister Ann agrees with me as well. Absolutely. Let me tell you something. These people will throw their own mother under the bus for money.
Ooh,
they care more about their money than they do their own children. And if they care more about their families, if they care more about humanity, they would cut some of this crap out. Okay.
Yeah.
They definitely would. They don't care. It's all about self gratification. Who can get the most money? Okay. If I'm making $30 million a year, Danny, as a CEO, I want 40. Okay. And then if I'm making 40, I want 50. I mean, it's a never ending cycle. Absolutely. I think money for some people is like a drug. The more they get, the more they want. I mean, it's almost like they have to have a daily fix of money. And it's greed, and it's also fear. Danny, could you address that?
I think when people don't understand, you know, the difference between money, it is expedient for many different things, but the love of it will mm-hmm. make us hurt our fellow man or hurt anybody man. Around us that threatens our ability to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good way to be. And then right. a lot of misconceptions, misunderstandings, and lack of knowledge about how to use what you have, like, you know, Bill Gates and these guys that got these billionaires, man, it's just unbelievable the amount of money that they have amassed.
Mm-hmm.
So they have no sensitivity. All of their faith and their trust is in their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's... It's not in the one that created them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's where we get to the point. You know, you work all your life and you try to have something, and if everybody around you don't seemingly appreciate it, what do you feel like?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're going to feel like a failure, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's not about, you know, if you don't have enough, you can't leave inheritance to children that can't mm-hmm. protect what you put together. They will squander it off because they don't mm-hmm. know do with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So at the same time that we're trying to build wealth, we have to be teaching the ones that we want to leave something to how to handle it.
Right.
In this world today, that ain't easy to do.
Man, you said a mouthful.
The young people, they see themselves as being way wiser than who you are.
Uh-oh.
You know what? You're exactly right about that. Because this is the thing also, you have, there's nothing worse in the world to have greedy parents that teaches and have greedy children. Privileged children that, like you said, they haven't worked for anything, Mike. They don't know how to make a living for themselves. And their whole outlook on life is, well, I'm better than you because I've got money and you don't. I mean, there's a lot of people out here with that mentality.
Mike, they raised with a sense of entitlement. I mean, they're not responsible. It's just that because it's been given to spoon fed to them, as opposed to those of us who work hard. Okay?
Well, Dr. Sims, whose fault is that? Dr. Sims, I'm going to go to Mike, but I need you to answer this. Where did they get
the parents?
Listen,
they got that from the parent, and we got some folks who's poor trying to be arrogant. Okay, let's just do this.
Bougie and broke.
And then what it is they're not living in reality. Even with when you're saying, and Danny says it best, when they're not trained to utilize or even make it grow. The Bible talks about, remember the master that gave certain talents. He gave one 4 and one 3, and they're to use it to their ability, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one that he gave one, he buried it, right? Mm-hmm. He could have put it in the bank and let it get some dividends from it, you know. But what he did was he accused God, and I took it that way. You never tilled the field. You never did this and that. Mm-hmm. And you have people today who complain, especially those whose families are rich, okay? I can't stand that aura about them, that arrogance, okay, that haughtiness, and then walk past somebody who's less fortunate. But you have some within that same light, because there's a flip in the script here, who don't have two nickels rubbed together and making somebody feel bad who don't have the same amount of money that they do. And so it's just the way of teaching. Nobody is better than anybody, and that's my whole thing of it. You can really be who you want to be, but you have to be motivated to do it. But we have people sitting on their behinds thinking that they're supposed to get it just because my mama's last name, daddy's last name is Sims or Rothschild or whoever, okay? But that's not the case, and that's the problem that we're having in this world today.
Well, you know, it's often said that the Brinks truck will not follow you, will not follow your hearse. You know, you're on the way to the burial ground. That Brinks truck is not going to do you any good. Mike, and I think everybody on, well, I know each one of you personally. And I know that, our parents did not teach us that. I think our parents, Mike, and I know you, as well as anyone here on this panel, your parents didn't treat you or teach you to be disrespectful or greedy or selfish. And you've told me stories on air and off air about how you were taught. And a lot of problems we have in this world is what people are teaching their children. I'd like to have your take.
Well, it's not so much that I was taught. I had a fear of death. I didn't want to die.
Right.
I had Colonel Ward as my dad, and I had artillery crew member mom from Her Majesty's Royal Service. So, yeah, he didn't mess around. It was like, I think I brought this up one time before, maybe last week. It's like skydiving without a parachute. You can do it once, but that's all he could have get. So you can't be disrespectful. But also, children are sponges, and they are products of their environment. And they are, if parents lead by example, I had two very hardworking parents, and they led by example. And they encouraged me. They didn't beat me into it, but they encouraged me to go make money. So I was at a very young age, probably younger than I should have been. I'm out there pushing a gas-powered motor mower. I was cutting all the old ladies in within three blocks. I was cutting their yards and making $2 or whatever they were paying me.
Right.
And I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. I got my own money. I can buy stuff that I want to buy. Mm-hmm. So it was reinforcing, positive reinforcement for me to go make money. And then I had a paper route, and then I was working at the grocery store, you know, cleaning up and filling up the bags and all that. And it's like I continued to stair step it. My brother did that. My sister did that. And again, it's because my parents led by example and encouraged us to be independent, be your own person. Hey, you can control your life, but mm-hmm. to control your life, you have to be responsible. Well, how are you responsible? Mm-hmm. You go out, you make your own darn, I almost said a bad word, make your own darn money.
Absolutely. Right, right. Well, you know, I know, and Dr. Demery, and Danny, you met Dr. Demery's mom when she was alive.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, she weighed what, about 110 pounds, Dr. Demery, about 110, and she was about what, 5'1", 5'2", and Dr. Demery is 6'4", well over 300 pounds, something like that. And guess what? I think that woman struck fear in his heart.
See, he was afraid of death also.
Right.
Oh yeah, right. Something else. But anyway, guys, we've got 25 minutes left to go in here, and I'm gonna change subjects completely. And this is what I got Ann upset about yesterday. Not that she was upset with me, but she was upset with the topic. And this is what's going
again?
On. Yeah. Again. Yep. I did. That's what she said. She says, William, I'm already upset, and you gonna throw something else, because she was talking about childhood or mortality, I believe.
Maternal and infant mortality.
Okay. Thank you for that. But anyway, that's what she was talking about. And I threw another, something else at her. And she said, William, you getting me upset. I said, I did my job then. Okay. So.
That's your goal in life.
That's my goal in life. My brother accused me. Can you believe that? He accused me of being an instigator. Yeah. I can't believe that. But anyway.
I can.
I'm sure you can, Ann. I'm sure you can. There was something that went on in Florida earlier this week, and I'm telling you, my blood pressure went up. Now, I don't have high blood pressure, but it happened to go up in this particular thing, day. And these clowns in Florida, I don't know what DeSantis is doing down in Florida, but folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I can't tell you who to vote for. But don't vote for that clown. I mean, he's worse than the other one that I'm thinking about.
You just said, I can't tell you who to vote for, but yeah. Don't vote for him.
I did. Well, let's think about this. He's trying to take away all rights. He's banning books that shouldn't be banned. He's putting all types of restrictions on the people in Florida, what you can and what you can't do. Now, the last time I checked, I thought we had a First Amendment right here in this country. And if we started just altering and changing the Constitution as it is, I think we're in big, 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 big trouble. And I think he's a complete buffoon that really doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And I think that he's a racist. That is my opinion, and I'm going to tell you why. He put together a panel of other clowns, and this panel have to be black, okay, to study the educational system in Florida. Oh, yeah, that's right. We've got black clowns. We got white clowns. We got Chinese clowns. We got Japanese. Every race has a clown or several clowns, okay? So this is not one-sided or anything like that. Anybody, any culture, any race in this country, we all got fools in them. Okay?
Right.
Everybody.
Say that again.
There are fools everywhere. Okay? Right. I don't care where you are. But what he said, or what this panel put together, and let me summarize this, that there was a benefit to slaves. There was a benefit to slavery where they were taught skills that they could benefit them later on. I think that's what they were trying to say. But let me advise you guys, okay? The people that came here for Africa, they brought skills with them. Don't you think they knew how to build? Don't you think they knew how to farm? Don't you think they knew how to read and write and do a whole bunch of other things? Okay? So to say you benefit from being tortured, raped, killed, hung, beaten, a benefit? Well, you know, you can take that benefit and keep it. All right. And if this wasn't a family show, I would have a whole lot more to say about that. I'm gonna tell you right now. No, I absolutely would. I think that is absolutely atrocious. That is absolutely atrocious. And they won't put this in. They won't put this in the Florida curriculum to teach black children that there was a benefit to slavery. Man, you can get out of here with that. And if you want to put somebody like that in the White House, you've lost your doggone mind. Okay, who wants to go next? Because I need to turn up the AC.
Yeah, turn on the AC.
I got to turn up the AC. Excuse me, I'm serious about this too, because I'm sweating already.
Let Dr. Sims in there. She's about ready to blow up.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna try to keep it cool here because my PC is. I think somebody's doing the hoodoo. They mad. I'm just saying. All right, but to piggyback on William, it is a travesty and what they think about. A certain ethnic group, and it's just really a travesty, and I dare not go into it. But I heard something about one of the presidents just here recently. That's why they got to be careful about how they open their mouth and what they say. Because to me, I don't care what party, and Mike, I'm with you. I don't appreciate half of them up there in that White House. I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. They're a bunch of liars and hypocrites.
Liars, cheats, and whores.
Will be shown whether they hide it or not, because God sometimes allowed their true colors to come out. I heard Joe Biden said that Mexicans and Afro-Americans don't know how to get into the internet right. I'm like, dude, you can't even hold a good sentence right yourself. Don't get me started on you, because I see all these things, okay? You look like you're in ozone half the time, okay, spaced out, and don't know where you at, okay? My thing is to stay off them little funny pills. I'm just going to be real with it, okay? And so you sitting up there and you talking, and my thing is this. I'm at this persuasion in my life. I'm not for any party, okay? I'm for right, okay? I am so sick, like I said. We have been overwhelmed. We have been bamboozled. And if you look down in histories of time, and yes, some good things have come out in some years of the Republicans. Some good things have come down the pipe on the Democrats. But this when William was talking about the schools, that's my big baby, okay? Because I've got William, and I'm going to shoot those to you too, to give you some more ammunition. When you have all of this crap that's being presented in the schools that endangers our children. I was sitting there, and I'm telling you, I'm a crybaby when it comes to this, because it's like they are not protected. We've been silenced, and the control has been taken out of the parents' hands, and this is a long time coming. But Florida is a racist joke as far as I'm concerned. They have an agenda to shut the Black America down there. It is what it is. Now, the thing is this, if they want to talk about slavery, they really don't know how detrimental slavery was during that time. And then they're sneakily still doing it, and they're doing it through a mind trip for the Blacks, and they're trying to make us think, and I may be off kilter for a minute, but they're trying to make us think that we're still insignificant. And so that is a fear tactic. And to me, if I look at who is introducing this, is it DeSantis?
That's the clown.
You said the D word. Now you made William upset.
He is a clown. If you look at all of their history, we've got some of them that need to be in the jailhouse. Okay, I said it. Yes, it did. But anyway, it is what it is. But for them to say that they know a people and institute laws and rules and regulations and have, they need, my thing is let every one of them that's sitting up there like fat cat, let them go down to, you know, the skid rows, let them go down and live among the American people so they can get some insight on what's really going on. But we have the arrogancy of some who are going to pass a law who think it's going to benefit my child to learn, you know, or not to learn. I keep saying this, and I don't know, Dr. Demi, you may agree and disagree, but parents have got to take the reins back in their hands, teach the children their history, because they are taking our history and their perverted lessons, but they'll put all of this nastiness in front of our children. But we need to know our significance so that our children would know where they came from. Some adults need to learn where we came from and how we suffered. How are you, and Mike, no pun to you because you're my brother, how's a white man going to tell me how painful it was for my people, okay, to live in these tragedies? How are you going to gauge the travesties that have been done in one's life. And we're not prejudiced, but y'all keep pushing prejudice out there. Not you, Mike. I'm talking about media, y'all listening. Okay. You the ones who keep pushing that. And then when we speak up and we woke, y'all, we woke. That's another one.
I'm staying woke too. Woke.
Yeah, I know that's right. We woke, and now because we are sharing our voices and we're standing with some dignity and pride that was snatched away from us, now you want to take away and distort our history. You're a cockeyed liar, sir and ma'am, right, because you're not going to do it. We as parents need to take the initiative and teach our children what is real and what is not. Mm-hmm. You're not going to bring some fictitious story that you know you done stole down through the years, okay, trying to make stuff yours and make you look better, okay? You the weak one. You the weakest link. Okay, let me stop because I'm on a roll.
No, you're doing just fine. And let's go to Mike and then Brother Tisdale, then Dr. Demery, and then back to Ann. But I want to address something before we go to Mike. And Mike, I do want you to address what and say whatever you want to say. I'm going to disagree with you and Mike on one thing, okay? And that is the two sides conversation that we've been both having. Yeah, both of them are doing it. Both are bad. Yes, you've got good and you got bad in both parties. But however, I want to I want to take a closer look at the 108. 18th Congress that's in session right now. All right? And let's go and let's talk about the White House a little bit too. However, what are the Democrats doing? Okay? And what are they trying to do? And what have they passed? Infrastructure bill, a gun reform. Inflation is down and lower than pre-pandemic, okay? And going back to the Trump era. Record job growth, okay? The GDP is up, a record high on that. You can fact check me all you want. You can fact check all of that. A record job increase, protecting Social Security, protecting Medicare. What are the Republicans doing? They are being Trump's lawyers for seven whole doggone months. They talk about Hunter Biden's laptop, okay, and all this crap, right? Now, if you want to investigate, which they have been for over 5 years, Hunter Biden, if you want to lock him up, lock him up. I don't care. All right. If a Democrat has done something wrong, lock them up. I don't care. Investigate that. But see, what happens is it's deflections right now for Trump. They are pro-Trump and they're doing anything in this 118th Congress. Look, they didn't want to raise the debt ceiling. And now coming up in October, do you know they have to fund the government and they are threatening to shut the government down? The Republicans are doing it. Hold on, hear me out. The Republicans are doing that, all right? And they are taking away women's rights. They're trying to talk about defunding and getting rid of the FBI, okay? They're trying to take care of any social program that is helping. They want to destroy Medicare. They want to destroy Medicaid. They want to take away the Social Security that we paid into. This is our money. So I'm tired of this two sides issue. No, they are not the same. I think the Democrats are trying to do something for the public, and Republicans aren't doing anything. Now, whoever you vote for, that's your business. I don't care. But the handwriting is on the wall. All you got to do is fact check me if you want to, okay? The Democrats are trying to do, and as a matter of fact, the majority of the Democrats are trying to do something for the society, and the Republicans are trying to destroy it. Mike?
Guinness was, like, getting in my face here. Sorry.
Okay.
I've said this before, so forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but politic, the definition of the word politic, poly is Latin for many, and tick is a bloodsucker. So many bloodsuckers. I would clean house. I mean, all of them. I'm not taking sides. I vote independent. I vote for who I think is best for humanity. Mm-hmm. And that's, I'm going to stay right there. And I'm continue to do that. But I think, I think we've talked about this many times, I think we need term limits. To have lifetime politicians means they're in somebody's pocket somewhere along the way. Mm-hmm. And again, back to what William was talking about is follow the money. Follow the money. It's all greed driven. So yeah, I'd clean house with all of that, get them all out of there, get some decent people in there. You know, a lot of people won't go into politics because they have morals.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to tell you something. I think, I don't know if you liked him or not, but Colin Powell, he refused to go into politics because it was so dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his politics were, but for a man of his stature to refuse to go into politics because it was dirty, that's got to tell you something.
Yeah.
So, and as far as what Dr. Simpson's talking about, I've never been black. I'm never going to be black. I wasn't raised I was raised in a very diverse community, but I mean, I never walked in those shoes. I know that all of you on this panel have to some degree experienced great racism because of your color. And that's horrible. That should never happen. And again, it's that eternal fight that we have of good versus evil. Mm-hmm. And if we stop fighting that fight, we are doing a disservice to humanity. So we've got to fight that fight and get these race baiters out of that are stirring the pot and trying to divide and push us against each other. And don't worry about hurting my feelings ever, because I know the love in your heart and I know your soul.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good lady. All of you on this panel are great people, and I appreciate being here Sunday with
likewise,
you.
And like
man.
I said, I know Mike, and that's why he's on this panel, because he's a fair person. And if you guys remember, he told a story last week about him standing up for his black friend when he was in high school, and he almost went to jail.
I would have gone.
He almost went to jail for that. Yeah. And that's why I love this cat, right? Danny, you want to say something?
Yeah, so I just want to say this. We can find success in our lives when we use God's instructions of being fruitful and multiply. Mm-hmm. Many of us only want to use addition. God uses multiplication. So these success stories that we can experience will come from us understanding how to use multiplication. And whatever we produce, fruit, learn how to multiply that. Quit being the singleness and our understanding. They try to pit us against one another. We can overcome that, but we have to be intelligent in the way that we do. Mm.
I'm sorry, Danny, we missed some of that. I think you were having some of the same problem Dr. Dimmer was having earlier. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we missed a lot of that. I caught some of it. Okay.
Okay. I was just saying being fruitful.
That's better.
And flying.
Okay.
You know, use multiplication of what you do, the good things that you do, and not only.
Oh,
you froze on us. We'll come back to you, Danny.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So cold. His air conditioning is so cold, it froze him.
No, that's Dr. Dimmery. He's up there chilling with the solar. Dr. Dimmery, real quick, what's your take?
Well, I would say real quickly, just taking a note, a snippet from my sermon this morning, which was taken from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 32, which talks about the mustard seed. How the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. Everybody knows what a mustard seed is. If you haven't, you need to go. If you go to the store next time, look up mustard seeds, and you see it. Tiny little thing about the size of a sesame seed that's on the top of a sesame seed bun. And what that text is saying is that we are all small like a mustard seed, but it produces a tree like a huge bush. It's the smallest of all seeds, but it produces a big tree where birds of the air can come and land and make their nests. So I think if we are all productive and we're moral and we're just, we will produce a big tree that everyone can benefit from.
Mm-hmm. Well said, well said. You know, we can all do our part, and it doesn't, Dr. Sims, it doesn't take much to be kind to someone, you know?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't take money or anything like that, but you know, and we talk about this quite often, Dr. Dimmery and you guys with me and Dr. Sims perhaps on some of our programs when we talk about things that we can do to uplift our brother, uplift our sister, and sometimes a kind word goes a long way. It goes a long way. You think about that, because words matter, folks. Words do matter. If you can put somebody down and just ruin their day, you can even ruin them. But you can also encourage them. Say, how are you? You know, you can do this. You know, I've watched you, and you have what it takes to make this work. That goes a long way, and we could
light the other candle. Remember what we talk about all the time?
We talk about
candle loses nothing by lighting another.
You're exactly right. And you know, and on that note right there, Mike, everybody benefits, don't we? Mm-hmm. Everybody benefits, because what goes around comes around, Dr. Sims.
Trust me, William, I know. Trust.
Yeah.
Hey,
man. Hey, man. Hey. Oh, my. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap this up. I can feel the love. Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Now, Mike is a real fan of Miss CeCe's Kitchen.
Thank you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I know you're gonna have him on. See, Mike, you can get a date on that.
The acoustics are terrible in here, William. I think you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
No, I'm not breaking up. You both of y'all hear me loud and clear. Oh, I can get a spot on her. You can get a spot on her show.
I open up the show.
Mike can get a whole hour on your show, and I get 3 minutes.
Bruh. You ought to stop doing a story. God don't get you for lying.
See, there you go throwing. There you go throwing God in there again.
I've got history where you were on there with me twice. So don't play with me. Don't do that.
I remember.
You give the bad face out there in media land. Media, Miss CeCe's Kitchen is on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 6 p.m. Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are real. We are controversial. But William, he's been on there. So we love him, but he's got to get his little fame attention right now. And I understand where he's at. But anyway, I'll call you when it's beneficial for.
Oh, beneficial. Yeah.
You've been there. In fact, you've been there, and I'm not going to have Media Land thinking we neglected you. That is not. It's just that you have to be heard, okay?
You have to check with my agent.
You're about 10, 15 minutes of fame each show, okay, which I understand. And I have to knock you off the show, okay? But you've got to be a part of it, and you do the same thing to Ann. So don't even give me that, because yes, we can go there. Yeah, thank you, Ann. You do it.
William, going to
we
know you're there, now. William.
We see your little hat all the time. We see you, bruh. And we love you, bruh, okay? But not every show.
Every show. Don't exaggerate.
Every show.
I don't even turn on my camera doing your show. Yeah, you, yeah.
But your voice is loud. You talk, bruh.
Well, that's my mom's fault.
And he tells people that I got him locked in the closet.
Yep.
And my co-host tells him, bro, you don't lock the door on yourself. And, you know.
Yeah, she keeps me in the closet. Okay. So,
elderly, William, don't abuse the elderly.
You're going to be in the closet with William.
Yes, sir.
It's going to have to be a big closet.
I'm not far enough away.
Hey, can we get bread and water? Okay. Anyway,
you know what? We gonna put you in there. I'm gonna throw you in there with some scriptures. I'm gonna do like Hitler did with brainwashing them by playing the scriptures playing church songs. So you can get right.
I knew it was gonna turn ugly. Hey, Mad Mike, Mad Mike and Wild Will.
That's nice. You come to me after that.
You are wrong.
As if it's not hot enough. It's 100 degrees here right now.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
I love you too, but I got you.
I'm
gonna
back up a little bit.
Hey, Mike, tell her. Okay, we're gonna change it up. Then we go into Ann and Dr. Demery. Now we're going to go to Mike, Dr. Demery, and then to Ann. She's going to tell us about Eden as an Act of Worship and Teens Talk Crew. Mike, hey, bro, what you got going on, man? What's happening?
Doing music like I always do, and then you and I get together on Thursday nights, coast to coast. 5 o'clock my time we start, or 8 o'clock your time on the East Coast we start. mm-hmm. and we do a very unique music program where we play so many different sides of all genres from 100 years ago, maybe even further back and right up to current. And I don't know anybody out there in radio land or on the internet, anywhere else that's mixing up music like we do on Thursday nights. So I'm very proud of what you and I have been able to create here on Thursdays, William. So thanks for the opportunity. And thank you all for the opportunity to be part of Boomerang, which, you know, William Goat wrote me into, but we'll talk about
I that. Sure did. Well, look how long it took me. Look how long it took. It took 8 or 9 years almost to get you. Yeah. But I said, I'm going to get him one day. He said, William, you know, I'll come on, you know, when I get the chance. Yep. So I did rope him into it. I did. Yep. At least I'm being honest up front. Yep, Mike.
Yeah,
I did.
At least. Yeah.
Be it's honest time. All the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
Not just with Mike.
I am honest all the time.
Oh, William.
Look, Dr. Sim. Dr. Sim. Okay.
Pinocchio.
Dr. Demery, hold my light with for me, Dr. Demery.
I told you they're gonna call APC on you.
Oh my God.
That's Adult Protective Service.
Right. I got it. Yes, sir.
Oh.
Services.
Oh, hey, Dr. Demery, I think that she probably needs to come to your church, doesn't she? Where is it? Give her the address, doctor. Yeah.
We are in Mentone, California.
Oh, my goodness. This is too good.
We are in the corner of 138 and Barrel Avenue, where you see three crosses. That's where our church is. And, yes, we own all the property. Yes, our property is paid for. And we are a loving church. We ain't always doing everything right. But you come, we'll feed you. We'll love you. We'll give you a little bit of the word, and you got to go study it for yourself.
Yeah, and Dr. Derrick Cook, a mean pot of greens. I'm telling you right now, a mean pot of greens. No question about it. Now, and to my good friend, the other troublemaker on the panel, and Wooten Taylor.
I, you know, that is slanderous. I don't know.
Hey, Mike, am I digging myself deeper, Mike?
Don't talk to me. You're going to get me. I'm already in trouble with Dr. Sim.
Well, on this particular day, I give William a free pass because we had a lot of technical difficulties yesterday on the show, and he stepped to the plate and he handled it beautifully. And you know how he likes to be a part, as you've mentioned, Dr. Sims. He had more than he could handle. He's like, I don't really know what to ask.
I didn't.
No, William, read the chat.
Well, I did, you know, the subject. No, I didn't know a lot about that because you were talking about infant mortality.
The maternal and infant mortality is what we were discussing. And, it was already bad enough, but then when they changed the abortion laws, it just got that much worse for mothers and their babies. But that was what happened on the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. If you missed it yesterday, you missed some really good information in spite of the technical difficulties. Dr. Angela Miles, she really was knowledgeable. She really was helpful. I learned a lot of stuff that I didn't even know. And you know, that's one of the things, as William said, that kind of irritates me. So the fact that she was able to teach me stuff, like I didn't know that, you know, they had a drug that's been working for pregnant women who have hypertension. I'm like, well, why are we still dealing with preeclampsia? But okay. But anyway, it was a good show. If you missed it, you can catch the replay. Go to the website, studiowbuzz.com, and check out the archive, and you'll be able to listen to it. And then tune in on Saturday live at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time for the Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show, followed by Teens Talk Truth, hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. They discuss hot topics affecting teens in our society today, and you don't want to miss it because William will butt in on that one too.
Yep. Well,
a witness.
Well, anyway, you can find Miss CC's Kitchen, The Boomerang Show, Eating as an Act of Worship, and Teens Talk Truth all on Spotify, folks. And as a matter of fact, you can go right there on Spotify and type in Miss CeCe's Kitchen or Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, a radio show, or The Boomerang or Teens Talk Truth. It'll pop right up, and you can see the whole series. It's under the podcast. And we have it on the website under podcast. The same thing. Eating is an Act of Worship Ministries show, Dr. Sims, Miss CeCe's Kitchen, The Boomerang Radio Show. All of them are right there. You can go in, folks, and just check it out. If you missed this show and you want to hear it again, they'll be up in about 24 hours or so. You can hear previous broadcasts and the like. We're also available on Twitter, Facebook, let's see, LinkedIn. Let's see. Did I say Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. What else? Threads.
Android.
Yeah.
Remember Android?
Oh, Alexa. Yeah. Alexa, Android, you can download the app. That's Studio W. Just go to your Android Play Store, Studio W. Apple is studio.w. And you can go to the website, like Ann said, studiowbuzz.com. But if you want to hear it anywhere around the globe, go to studiow.buzz. So if you have friends outside of the country, they can listen in also. Guys, it's been a blast as usual. We're going to see you next week for more hot topics. I'm sure it's going to be hot. I already turned the AC up, you know, well, down, whatever you have to do, right, to cool off.
I do have one bone to pick with you before we go.
Oh, now, what bone is that?
You sent me a video to look at in preparation for today's show, and then we didn't talk about it at all. Don't send me nothing else if you're not going to talk about it, okay?
I didn't get it, so what was that about? Hello.
Lev Pardness.
Yes, we're going to take that up next week. And the reason why, because we took so much time with global warming. That was over, we'd spent an hour and a half.
I didn't know we were talking about that. I didn't even know we were going to talk about that.
Well, I didn't know we were going to talk about it either until I saw a dog yesterday walking around with sandals on. I didn't know.
Hey. It is too hot for pets. You really do need to bring them in and hydrate them right now. You really do.
Let me jump in here real quick because of the heat and all, my search and rescue people, when they were doing searches up in Joshua Tree for a couple that was missing, they actually, some of the soles on their boots, because of the heat on the ground, was separating. They were coming back in with their sole separated. They were duct taping their soles back on their feet. And then our search dogs, because of the ground heat, and our search dogs, live fine dogs and scent specific dogs, they have to put booties on them to protect their feet from burning.
You know, I was joking, but for real.
That's true. That's true.
I had to put booties.
You just said the pavement gets to be 150.
150?
No joke. They're called heat islands for a reason.
Isn't that something? That's why you should walk, you know, if it's hot out there, you walk your dogs on the grass.
Bruh.
I mean, if you don't have booties for them, right? But I didn't know they had booties for dogs. I really didn't know that. I was just making a joke.
If they're getting in real rocky, if they get in real rocky terrain where the rocks are so abrasive that they start wearing down the pads on their feet and their feet will bleed. So yeah, they'll put leather booties on their feet to protect them from the abrasiveness of whatever environment they're in. Plus to protect them from this massive heat that occurs because the rocks in Joshua Tree, they get just as hot as that pavement. And, you gotta take care of your pooches. And they only work them for a very short period of time in heat like that. And then they give them rest periods and they strap them with, hydration vests and stuff that cool them off like a swamp cooler. So they have to take care of their puppies and bless them for doing that because the dogs are an extremely useful tool.
Isn't it something?
And they wear coats 24/7. So yeah. And then not only that, William, you gotta think about it. When it comes to pets, it's just like with human beings. We get hot, they can overheat too.
Oh, I can imagine.
So you have to be really careful.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I've seen commercials on that and how you should take care of your pets. And I've seen, it was just awful. Just horrible to see these dogs out there out in the hot sun just panting, you know?
With no shade.
And no shade. And they're tied up. Crazy. Hey, guys.
And no water.
Oh, my goodness. So, Ann, we will address that next week.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, dear. All right. Anyway. All right.
Thanks for the heads up.
Can I get sent that to William so I could be up on it as well?
I will send that to you. And would you mind forwarding that to Dr. Sims?
Okay.
Okay. And Mike,
throw me in the mix.
I really think so.
Okay, but anyway. You know, one of our listeners says, my boy Max plays soccer. Is that a dog? Okay, well, anyway. No, her boy Max. Okay, I think that's probably her son. Okay, plays soccer. I don't know. Not sure. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to go because coming up is Sunday Night Gold. I'm going to wind down a little bit. I'm going to take the temperature down and just play some really good music here, me and the jazzy one, okay? So coming back in about...
Jazz going to be back tonight?
Yes, she will. Okay?
Nice.
Well, let's see. No. One half Red Healer. Mike, you know something about this. Her boy Max plays soccer. One half Red Healer, one fourth Beagle, and one fourth Bulldog. So I guess Max is, yeah. She said Max plays soccer. Okay, well, cool. All right, Carol Sanders, thank you so much for that. Hey, guys, it's been a blast. Thank you so much. Hey, have a great Sunday, and I will see you the next time. And come back in about 50 minutes and enjoy Sunday Night Gold. Grab a glass of Kool-Aid, all right? Come on back and check
Kool-Aid,
it out.
Kool-Aid, bruh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. No, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Bye.
You guys, you want to hear a joke about Jim Jones?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I can't tell it to you. The punchline's too long.
Oh, my. Oh, that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Can you believe this? Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I have to deal with here on Sundays. So anyway, hey, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Studio W, the buzz coming up is, oh, my goodness, what is this right here? Oh, let's do this. A little Southern Soul.